It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are asking for help finding the group of teenagers that they say is responsible for more than a dozen muggings around Claremont Park in the Bronx. Our Glenn Shuck following the story.
At least 13 times since January, these robberies by teenagers, in most cases punching or kicking their victims, grabbing at least $12,000 worth of goods, cash, and phones so far. 4 arrests have taken place now. The youngest suspect is 13 that's in custody, but still more teens that police are looking for. Lorena says many times she sees the kids on scooters or mopeds.
You see it's like a lot of young kids, a lot of stuff, and you park here. So in winter time, you know, it's dark early and we come out.
Yeah.
So they stole my mirror twice.
Stole your mirror off your car?
Twice.
During the time I've been here, I have seen repeatedly cops from the 44th Precinct circling around Claremont Park. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Morrisania.
Well, after hours of testimony yesterday, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is back on the witness stand today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money case. Our Kevin Rincon is following the story. He joins us live.
Linda, Michael Cohen has a lot of explaining to do, and he's trying to do that right now. We know he lied about many things after Trump won the election, and now he's trying to explain why. A lot of that, he says, was to help his boss, to do right by Trump, to protect him. It includes a misleading statement to the FEC, lying to reporters about Stormy Daniels and the hush money payment. Same with Karen McDougal. Before all of that, prosecutors showed the jury 11 checks that were signed by Trump, meant to reimburse Cohen for paying Stormy Daniels out of his own pocket, and taxes, and a bonus to Cohen. Walking into court this morning, Trump railed against the gag order, wanting very much to attack Cohen. And just moments ago, the state's highest court, the New York Appeals Court, rejected his appeal to get rid of the gag order. So another legal loss for the former president as the testimony from Michael Cohen continues. Kevin Rincon, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live in the newsroom.
The MTA will soon roll out dozens of new electric buses across the city. Chairman Jeno Lieber made the announcement this morning.
60 new zero emissions buses. They're going to operate on routes in Queens, Staten Island, and Brooklyn, specifically in environmental justice and historically disadvantaged communities.
Lieber says the goal is to reduce air pollution and improve the health of residents. The MTA hopes to make all of the city's 6,000 buses fully electric by the year 2040. Advocates against solitary confinement will rally in Foley Square this afternoon, calling for the Department of Correction to act on a city council bill which bans the practice. Darren Mack is co-director of Freedom Agenda. He tells us some inmates have died while in solitary.
This is something that has to end, you know, immediately, because too many people have lost their lives in solitary confinement, from Lainey Polanco to, you know, Brian Rodriguez.
The law prohibits inmates from being held in isolation for more than 2 hours in a 24-hour period. Inmates could be held for longer in order to de-escalate dangerous situations. Staff and mental health workers must also interact with the inmates at least once an hour, with medical checks every 15 minutes. Mayor Adams had vetoed the bill after it was passed late last year, but the city council voted to override that. The new rules are expected to go into effect at the end of July. Mayor Adams has announced a plan to transform the 122-acre Brooklyn Marine Terminal in Red Hook to a modern maritime port with a mixed-use community hub.
We're proud to announce that the city of New York will assume control of the Brooklyn Marine Terminal here in Red Hook. This is the largest city real estate transaction in recent history.
The Port Authority will turn the land over to the city and focus more on its Howland Hook Marine Terminal on Staten Island. The city and state will spend $95 million to fix up the terminal.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.